When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story obviously does come with an update, and it's from Bitter Sis, titled, "Due to our living arrangements, my older sister, 26 female, has become very resentful of my sister, 16 female, and I, 16 female, spending time with her husband, 26 male, over her. It's clearly affecting her marriage, but we don't know what we can do to fix it." What a title. 2 years ago, my parents decided on a whim that they wanted to move back to Korea to get closer to their relatives. They gave my sister and I the option to either go back with them and lose US citizenship or to find a place to stay. We weren't particularly close with my older sister, Lily, but for some reason she offered to let us stay with her and her husband, Frank, for 3 years to finish high school and college. I don't know all the details, but my parents set up an agreement and give my sister money every month to cover us. It started great at first. We spent time together, and she said we were growing our sisterly bond that we missed when we were growing up. But over time, she became more and more strict and started to complain a lot more. I think she grew tired of us, or she was trying to fake her kindness because, like I said, she had never been close to us and we're both pretty sure she might dislike us. We tried our best to help out around the house and stay out of their way, but Lily always seemed to have issues with what we were doing and why we were doing it. We both could tell that she didn't want us there, but Frank was always nice to us regardless. Whenever he had free time or when he wasn't with Lily, he would take us places, help us with homework or teach us how to cook and a bunch of other useful things. We grew up comfortable with him, and with Lily's bitterness, we found it easier and more enjoyable to spend time with Frank and just respectfully leave Lily alone. Frank is awesome. He's like the dad or brother we never had. He gives great advice, listens to us and can relate, and all around he's a great guy. I can tell that he really cares about us, sees us as family and cares for our well-being. Frank wants us to focus on school and other activities and just prepare for college, while Lily wants us to get full-time jobs over the summer, despite knowing that we're taking summer courses and want to get a head start on higher education. My sister has been arguing with him a lot more lately. We know it's because of us, but we don't know what to do. We feel like she doesn't have our best interest in mind and is honestly just trying to send us off for as long as possible. She doesn't like that we spend much time with him, but whenever we try to do something with her, she turns us down. She is being so passive-aggressive towards us. It's been like this for nearly 4 months now and is becoming unbearable. We honestly feel uncomfortable being alone with my sister. The tension is so bad. One afternoon, I overheard Frank talking on the phone with his dad about Lily and basically said that we are doing great. Very bright and smart girls, and he has high hopes for us and about a bunch of education things he had been researching to help us out. But he thinks Lily's in over her head, that she lacks mental maturity to care for us and that she's letting her jealousy cloud her judgment. He told his dad that he told her to really think whether she could handle the responsibility of taking care of us and the sacrifices they would have to make, but that my sister rushed the decision and was only worried about what my parents would think. Also that they started some counselling or something. It's not really a shock. We knew my sister didn't take us in out of the kindness of her heart. I'm grateful they're letting me and my sister stay, and I don't want to come off as not being grateful, but I don't know what to do. No matter what I do or say, nothing seems to really get through with her. She is fighting with Frank once or twice a week now, sometimes right in front of us, always yelling at him. He never yells back at her, always just speaks calmly to her. I don't want to be mean, but it doesn't even seem like my sister deserves someone like him. I don't want them to divorce or mess up their relationship anymore, but I don't know what else I can really do. My sister and I have 5 years left of high school and an entire summer to get through. What can I do? I feel extremely guilty and basically unwanted by my sister. If it weren't for her husband, I don't know what my sister and I would have done. Then OP gives us some additional information, saying a few things my sister has done to us to make us believe and know she is abusive and passive aggressive. My sister made breakfast for me, and when I told her thank you, told me to shut up and eat it before she changed her mind. My sister threw the cake we made for Frank for his birthday in the trash can before he got home from work to even see it. My sister dropped two glasses on the kitchen floor on purpose while we were cleaning up one night, and then laughed about it as she went back to watching TV. My sister on multiple occasions has taken our car, which is shared, and left it at a friend's house for us to either walk to and go get it, or to ask Frank to take us and pick it up. My older sister is abusive as hell. I don't know why I have to spell it out to you guys to get some halfway decent advice. Instead, I get people calling me a liar, telling me my older sister isn't abusive or passive aggressive, that we're brainwashed by my parents to see her in a negative light. We left it out because we didn't want a flaw of call CPS or call the police. We don't want to go into foster care. We don't want to get shipped away to my parents. We just want to coexist with her, graduate and get away from her, and give her life back. When we turn 18, we'll be moving out and never coming back. Edit 2. Our parents didn't randomly up and leave and abandon us without reason. They always planned on leaving after we graduated high school to be with their families again. However, two of our grandparents are battling cancer in Korea. One of them, their health took a turn for the worse. One passed away earlier this year, and my parents didn't want to be away from them any longer, so they left us and told us to figure it out, essentially. And we're going to move to the comments straight away to, because we've already got a taste of what the comments said from those two edits there. So I want to see some of these myself before we make some comments on it. And we'll start off with Isla Luna, who says, "You don't know for certain that their arguments are always about you and your sis, so don't take responsibility for what's going on with them. Your parents are covering your expenses, so don't worry about the financial aspect, as that's not your responsibility either. If your schedules permit it, look getting into part-time jobs so you're out the apartment sometimes. There's nothing wrong with having some extra money you've earned, and it'll each give you a bit more breathing space. Keep doing well in school and continue getting ready to go to college. Things will work out. Let your sister and her husband work out their own stuff on their own." Super Bibu says, "It sounds like she's upset he pays more attention and time with you two than her, teaching you to cook, etc. Couples need alone time too. Do her a favor and allow them some space in the next week, i.e. don't do things with him alone, and keep to your room or go out with friends." JSLondon85 says, "I can't imagine being a newlywed, looking forward to planning my life together with my partner, and then suddenly having to deal with living with two teenage sisters. You probably don't realize it, but your presence takes away a lot of the independence and alone time that she was hoping to have with her husband. Yes, I saw that you're out of the house a lot, but you still sleep and eat at their place. That means that you are her responsibility." And then quote saying, "He told his dad that he told her to really think whether she could handle the responsibility of taking care of us and the sacrifices they would have to make, but that my sister rushed the decision and was only worried about what my parents would think." Then goes on to say, "I mean, so her options were to take you in and do the best she can, or not extend that offer and ruin the relationship with her parents. I think she made the best decision for you guys, whether you see that or not, and is now dealing with the consequences. You could cut her a little slack and maybe talk with her about what can ease the tension in the house. But the answer might just end up being that she doesn't want the responsibility of caring for you, and it seems like it's too late for that now." And we'll have one more from a deleted user that says, "Yeah, you're not making yourself look very good here. What I'm reading is, my older sister rebelled against my strict parents. They abandoned her and focused on us, the good daughters. She took us in the hopes that she could have a place in the family again. Her husband is really cool, but we all agree she still sucks. It must be her, because we are well-behaved, nice, smart teenage girls who do nothing wrong, so definitely her. But she's always sucked, so none of us are surprised. My parents agree with us, so does her husband. This may not be how you intend to come off, but after reading this post and your replies, this is how I'm reading this. Your poor sister, Christ, what can you do? Have a family meeting, say, 'Hey older sister, I know our parents were shitty to you and didn't give you what you needed when you were going through a hard time, and now we are stuck together because they kinda gave us no choice. We also recognize having two teenagers in the house when you are newly married is overwhelming. Can we, as a group, come up with some rules and expectations that we can all agree to that might make you feel better about this? Your parents obviously made mistakes with her as well. They were not amazing parents to her by treating her like this, and it seems some of the bitterness they have towards her is rubbing off on you. And without them setting up some really strict boundaries, like some of the comments have been saying, or literally moving out the house, I can't see how it's going to change, and I'm really struggling. And I know, you know, they mentioned family issues back home and that's why the parents left. I'm really struggling with the parents upping and leaving like that. I know they was given the choice of going back with them, but, you know, uprooting your whole life and then moving back home is a big choice as well. And it put this sister in an incredibly difficult spot. I mean, to stay with them. And again, I know the parents are paying for it, but to put all that responsibility on your sister and the parent, this is the parents doing to me anyway. And as I said, I know they're going through an incredibly tough time as well with the grandparents back home, you know, with the cancers and stuff like that. Incredibly tough. But I think what they're doing to their own children as well isn't great either. But anyway, now we're going to move on to the update to see what happens next. So this update happened 2 weeks later after that original post. Basically, our parents left for Korea 2 years ago to live closer to our grandparents who were both battling illnesses. They originally planned on staying in America until we graduated high school, but due to worsening health conditions, they decided they weren't going to wait any longer. Our older sister stepped up to impress our parents, but ended up taking on a little more than she could handle, becoming very bitter and jealous towards us. Borderline abusive, especially with how much time we would spend with her husband. We got quite a few PMs that were telling us that things could easily go from verbal abuse to physical abuse, so we quickly started to look through our options, which were basically move to Korea or try to live on our own. After a little bit of research, we found out that in our state, minors are legally able to rent with a co-signature from an adult or parent, and as long as the landlord agrees. We turned 17 on June 3rd, which I think helped us out quite a bit. We spoke with our parents about our situation. We made sure not to blame my sister, but told my father that we thought it would be best that we moved out on our own to give our sister her life and husband back. Our parents agreed and we started making calls, and within the second day of looking, we found a nice cheap single bedroom apartment with our dad's budget. We share a bed now anyway, so it's not that big of a deal for us to go with one bedroom. We moved pretty quickly through the process. We figured the sooner the better and there was an opening. Our dad flew back from Korea here to help us as soon as we were able to get all the paperwork set in stone. Even though he was extremely upset with my sister, we pleaded our case. And for the first time, we went head to head with our dad a little bit, because we understand our parents are cruel and many times unreasonable people, and that our sister went through their mental abuse alone while we had each other. We must have said something right, because he didn't scold her or anything like that. He thanked her for helping us in our time of need and watching over us for 2 years, which is actually a lot coming from our dad. We did end up thanking our sister for everything and expressed how grateful we were to her. To our surprise, she actually cried as we were leaving totally unexpected and told us if we needed anything to just give her a call. We wrote her a note which we gave to Frank to give her later on. Not to be overly dramatic, but just because we didn't think we could really say everything we had to say in person. We wrote down everything we could possibly think of that we wanted to say to her. About our life, our lives, our parents, how we feel about her, and just some sympathy overall. Basically a big thank you with some heart to heart. Hopefully one day we can meet back up with her as equals and repay her for her kindness, but for now, we're just going to do our own thing. We know it'll take more than a 3-page note and a little praise from our father to fix our relationship with her, but it's a start. Our father has agreed to keep giving us money to live off of and for rent and told us to continue focusing on our future. His words were not to worry about part-time work and just to focus on school, high education, and anything that will improve our college situation before we graduate high school. We're taking the CCNA certification in a little under 4 weeks, and then we'll work on getting any of the smaller certifications as well. We did speak with Frank, who said that we were very brave and mature for taking the initiative and noticing our sister's behavior. He apologized for being unable to prevent her actions and said that he would still check on us and that we're free to text and call him for anything at any time. We've been on our own for about 5 days now, and so far everything is great. Thanks for the advice. And first, let's give Frank a little bit of a praising there. He sounds like an absolutely wonderful person to be dealing with the situation that was going on at the moment, especially with everything going on around that relationship at the same time. and there was no further updates from that point on, I'm afraid. And I would have loved to know if they ever did meet up again with their sister, and how did that go? How did the interaction go? Is things better now? But I'm afraid we just don't have that. But what do you guys make of this story? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. I'm going to move on to the next.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Next one. And our next story is one that we've covered in the past, but is now returning with some additional information, so I thought we'd cover it again here. As always, the timestamps will be in the description, so please feel free to use them. That is what they're there for, and let's get on with it. This story is from No Longer a Doormat, who says, "Am I the asshole for telling my stepdaughter to go ask her real dad when she asked me not to pay for her plane tickets? I married my wife at least 12 years ago. She has a 16-year-old daughter, Anna, from her previous relationship, and we have a 7-year-old son as well. From pretty much the beginning of our relationship, Anna and I have never gotten along. I don't know how to emphasize that this is not because of the lack of trying. She just does not like me. When she was young, she was just scared of me and afraid I'd tear their family apart. Nowadays, it's more of a neutral dislike rather than strong antipathy, so I suppose that's progress. Elise is a stay-at-home mother, so she relies on me for income. As a result, I pay for everything for Anna: food, clothes, volleyball fees, field trips. I take an interest in her hobbies. I go to her games. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I try my damn hardest to be the stepfather I can. But it's so hard. Always give me curt one-word responses. Always having to have an attitude. She does things to get a rise out of me. Staying out late, reeking of booze, always trying to sneak boys in. Typical rebellious stuff. But I always let her know I love her and I'm there for in hopes of her shithead teenager phase pass. The opposite is true for her biological father. She adores him. Can't tell you why. He never goes to her games, always makes excuses for why he doesn't want to see her. He forgot her birthday last month and she cried herself to sleep. But anyways, Friday, I came to her room to check her phone and read her messages. Not a permanent thing, but she's been caught sneaking out twice in the last month, so this is her punishment. I ask for the phone and she says no. I'm tired of you checking my shit. Leave me alone. I tell her I'm not asking again. And she goes, just fuck off already. You're not my real dad. You never have been. Stop acting like you can tell me what to do. Before getting up and slamming the door. Like I said, guys, I'm tired. Tired of the blatant disrespect. Of being the verbal punching bag while still providing more for her than anyone else in her family. We haven't really talked since until this morning during breakfast. She asked if I could pay for her plane tickets so she could see her boyfriend cross state. Like I said, her mum doesn't work and her dad is a piece of shit, so I normally would be the one to cough up the money. Not this time. I responded, go ask your real dad. I could tell she was hurt. Tears swelled up in her face and she excused herself from the table. My wife took me aside later and said my comment was extremely disrespectful. I said if anything's disrespectful, it's her treating me like a doormat and a credit card, and I will no longer tolerate this treatment in my house. I told her we don't have to be friends, but if she can't at least be cordial to me or respect my position as an authority figure, she can find someone else to pay for her non-essentials. Am I the arsehole? And to add more context, my wife is a saint. She does stick up for me when Anna says something rude or snarky. She just said stooping to her level was inappropriate, but she's a wonderful mum and tries her best. Now we're going to move straight into the relevant comments. Some relevant comments from OP was in response to her asking about therapy. The response was, we've been in therapy for years, but Anna stopped going when she was 12. We tried forcing her to go, but she would just stonewall the therapist, so we gave up. My wife and I still go, as a couple and individually, in a response to someone criticizing Opie and his wife for going through Anna's phone. Responded, "We only did it as a punishment. She snuck out twice. The first time we said, if you keep doing this type of behavior, we'll take your phone and make sure you won't again. After a week, we resolved to just read through her phone every now and again, rather than take it indefinitely. Thank you for your judgment." In response to commenters wondering where OP's wife has been during this, and then says, "I feel like the way I wrote this post made Elise seem like a terrible mother. She's absolutely not. She's tried to get Anna to like me, but pretty much from the start, she just does not. When she hears Anna disrespect me, she calls her out on it. She's a great parent in all other regards. It's just dealing with her daughter that becomes cumbersome after a while. She didn't know about the 'not your father' comment until after she confronted me." In response to someone asking what Anna's been told about her biological father, and goes on to say, "We both have taken her to therapy when she was younger, and it's looking like it might be on our agenda again. She defends me when Anna talks rude or disrespectful, to the point Anna only says snarky comments when Elise isn't around. She does not talk bad about her father, and I wouldn't want her to, regardless of my negative feelings towards him. Parental alienation is a real thing, and I'd rather her comes to terms with his bad parenting herself as she grows up, rather than any of us tell her. She's a smart girl. She'll figure it out." In response to an info request about how Opie and his wife met and how Anna's parents broke up, and goes on to say, "I met Elise when she was still married. They were having problems because her husband, let's call him Shithead, was never home for their toddler and didn't work to provide for them, so she was staying with her mum. I would give her platonic advice, and she's come to me when Shithead would verbally berate her. I told her he will probably do the same to her daughter, and she realised I was right. A few months later, they divorced. We started dating a few months after that. She introduced me to her daughter maybe 6 or 7 months into dating. They moved into my place a few months after that, and a year later, we married." And now we're going to move straight in to the update to see what that says. "Hey guys, it's been a good 2 weeks since I've posted, and I figured you guys would like an update. A lot has happened since the last time I posted. So that night, I did what many of the comments suggested I do, which was to apologize. I told her that I'm sorry, that implying that I'm not her real father, but like it or not, that I consider her my daughter, that I loved her and will always be there for her. She started to cry and sob uncontrollably and said, 'Why doesn't he, her biological father, love me?' I held her and told her she didn't need to fight for his approval. I apologized for looking through her phone, that I've come to accept that it's not an appropriate punishment for a teenage girl, and I was going to find other alternatives. Lastly, I brought up therapy, and while she was hesitant at first, I let her know it was nothing to be ashamed of, that everything she said in therapy would be entirely confidential, and it could help to have a confidant to help her sort through her feelings. She sat on this for the day, but the next day she let me know that she was ready, so I set up the soonest appointment, which was last Friday, and a second appointment this afternoon. It's only been a week, so I don't want to get too optimistic, but honestly, I feel like I'm noticing an improvement already. She's actually been engaging back in small talk when normally she wouldn't give me the time of day. She'd been following all the rules, coming home at a reasonable hour. She's been less withdrawn and more social, even to the point where her brother commented on the change today. But the most exciting news of them all is when getting out of the car on her way in from therapy, she said, and I quote, 'Thanks, Dad.' She's never called me Dad before, so honestly, I've been riding off that high for the last 2 hours. I'm not delusional enough to think everything's peachy, but honestly, the behaviour change in the last week was the most progress we've had since, well, ever. I'm cautiously optimistic going forward. Thanks again, everyone, for your comments, especially the ones who gave me the kick in the ass I needed." And then there was an edit which said, in the comments on the update, OP specifically referenced a comment on the first post that opened his eyes and made him see things differently. The comment is from a now deleted account. The comment said, "You know, it was not so bad that you did that. It is an important lesson for her to learn that you, as a human being, also have feelings and she hurt them. That's an important lesson. She should not be able to talk to you like that, set the parameters of her relationship with you, and expect you to have no boundaries. I know you are more her father than a sperm donor. You know that. She also knows that. She's acting out because her own father hurts her. So she's hurting you, because she knows you will take it and not abandon her. It's messed up, but she really does not know what to do with that pain. You just taught her this is the wrong thing to do with her pain. That's not a bad thing. you had a very human reaction in the heat of the moment. Apologizing to her teaches another invaluable lesson. Not the arsehole. You're a really good father. I'm betting she'll realize what she had in you someday, probably around age 25. And OP's comment on the update post referencing this comment said, just went back to the old post. Your comment was actually the one.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And that convinced me that even if I was right, doesn't mean I shouldn't be the adult in the room and apologize. Thank you for your comment. I truly haven't felt this optimistic in a long time. And as I said, I know we covered that one before, but it was brought up recently, this one, and I always love this post. Like that comment, which I didn't read previously in response to him about, you know, it's an important lesson for her because you are a human and humans have feelings, and it was just a reaction you said in that moment. And it's an important lesson for her to learn, and how she was, you know, using that pain because her bio father was causing her that pain and she was just passing it on. Although it's not the right thing to do, it just comes across a very, very real story, you know. A lot of feelings involved in how they deal with their feelings, and I think is a wonderful thing. And I love the update that they're optimistic, and I wish we had a further update on this to say, you know, where they are with their lives now. I would love to see that. But what do you guys make of this one? Ending on a high, I think. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in the stories on the daily. You know it means the absolute world to me. Thank you so much for your love, support, and time. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.